People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Without a guarantee, they lose value.
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. At the break, Mount Helms boys trail Jonesboro 30-17. We'll look over our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mount Helms girls basketball coach Del Naird. And Del, I know it's a tough way to start conference play, a 40-30 loss to Jonesboro. It's just it was one of those nights that just it's kind of seemed like hard to get the shots to fall.
Well, you know, anytime you hold a Jonesboro team, especially this year's Jonesboro team, to 40, and you think about it, you know, we had to foul late, so we probably gave them about 7 or 8 of those from the free throw line.
Right.
So really, we were really good defensively, and just couldn't get the ball to go in the hole for us. I think we had there till the very end, we ended up having a couple silly turnovers, so we only had 6 turnovers.
Yeah.
So that means we got a ton of shots. So, you know, you look back at things and, you know, kids don't mean to miss shots.
Right.
You got to challenge them and ask them, you know, how much time they know what shots they're getting in games. How much time are they spending making those shots?
And, yeah.
You know, I thought that there were a whole lot of good things that happened tonight, except the final score. And they have a very, very good basketball team. They've got a ton of tradition. I mean, they're defending state champions.
Yep.
So, and they've won 2 out of the last 3 or 4 years. So, they got a lot of good things going, a lot of tradition. And we knew it was going to be tough. We also knew that no matter what happened tonight, first game of conference, you win or you lose, it doesn't really, it's not going to be, it's not, it can't be a big deal. We've got a lot of games left, a lot of conference games left, and you know, we got to try to obviously figure that stuff out. It's, you know, and you say figure it out, it just comes down to, you know, putting the ball in the hole. And if we'll do that, this team's really, really good.
Well, I'll give Jonesboro credit, especially in that third quarter. It seemed like they knew how to get the ball and score down in the low post.
Well, 21 really hurt us, and you know, I'll take responsibility for that. We played behind her, and she backed us down a little bit, made some tough shots. She made some really tough shots. We went to fronting her, and that didn't make a difference. But, again, you know, Matt, you got to score more than 30 points.
Right.
And if that – I don't know how – I think I say it every time that we talk and every time, you know, you interview us, when the ball goes in the hole, it takes care of so many other things.
Yep.
And tonight we did everything really well, except that one area.
Yeah.
And you can do a whole lot of other things bad, and if the ball goes in the hole, it disguises or camouflages your mistakes. And I thought this team tonight, I thought our team tonight was really good in every single area except putting the ball in the hole.
Yeah. Well, this coming Tuesday, you're going to wrap up your current homestand by hosting Greene County Tech.
Well, and I just left the office, and, you know, Nettleton is, according to most people, are almost unbeatable, and Tech was beating them late in the game when I walked out of the office. So that's not going to be easy. There's none of them. There's not one game for us the rest of the year that'll be one that we can say, we can sit in the office and say, well, we could play bad tonight and still win.
Yep.
That's not going to happen. You know, we're going to have to play really well every game the rest of the year. And in order to do that, you got to have the right mindset coming out of that locker room.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight, Dell, and good luck on Tuesday.
All right, Matt. Thank you, guys.
All right, that was Mount Helms girls basketball coach Dell Naird. We'll break and come back, check our halftime numbers in just a moment. Our score, Mount Helms boys trailing Jonesboro 30-17. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965. If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
We welcome you back into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Class Kits 101.7. Mounts on boys trailing Jonesboro 30-17 at the break. Looking at the halftime numbers for both teams. First off, right now leading scorer for Mounts on Home is Wyatt Gilbert with 8 points. 4 on the night so far for Luke Cruz, 3 for Hunter Bashirs, and 2 for Matt Jones. And for Jonesboro, boy, they've been able to spread the ball around. 8 points so far for Shamari Melton, 7 for Mercedes Leach, 4 each for Lamar Washington and Kevin Pointer. 3 points on the night for Keelan McBride, and 2 points for 2 points each for Jake Harrell and Kyle Moore. I've counted so far 12 points from behind the arc for Jonesboro. That is one thing that has really helped them in this game. Another thing that has helped them is ball handling. Mounts on Home has committed 7 turnovers in this one. A couple of them really hurt late in the second quarter as they started doing a trap defense, and it worked as they came up with a few steals in that second quarter. Jonesboro with 3 turnovers so far in this game. No ties, no lead changes. Ever since Jonesboro has took the lead, they have not relinquished it. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home trailing Jonesboro 30-17. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the 4th year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.